So let's review. Today's daf cites several teachings from Rabbi Avinah Halevi. The first of which is Kol Adochikas Ashah Shod Dechaktoi. Whoever forces the moment and tries to seize a position or opportunity for himself before the proper time will be pushed aside, meaning he will fail or suffer disappointment. On the other hand, Kol Anitcheb Bnei Ashah Shod Nitches Miponav. Whoever yields and is in no rush to force the moment will yield before him and he will eventually receive his position or opportunity. The Gemara illustrates this point with a story. There was an opening for the position of Rosh Hashiva, and the two leading candidates were Rav Yosef, who was referred to as Sinai, because of his vast knowledge and clarity as when the Torah was given at Har Sinai, and Rabba, who was referred to as Oikaharim, uprooter of mountains, because of his sharp and analytical mind. They send the following question to the sages of Eretz Yisrael. Sinai v'Oikaharim ezemen kaidim. In appointing Rosh Hashiva, we have a choice of a Sinai or Oikaharim. Which candidate is the better choice? The answer came back. Sinai kaidim. The Sinai is preferred, which was Rav Yosef, because his knowledge is needed by all. However, Rav Yosef did not accept the position, because he was told by astrologers that he is destined to lead the yeshiva for no more than 2 years, upon which Rabba assumed the position and led the yeshiva for 22 years until his passing. At that time, Rav Yosef was appointed Rosh Yeshiva, and he led the yeshiva for 2.5 years and then died. Thus, we see that Rav Yosef did not lose anything by not rushing to take the position. The Gemara adds that in the 22 years of Rabba's reign, Rav Yosef refused to be honored in any way. Rav Avin also taught, whoever enjoys a meal at which a Talmid Chacham is present, it's as if he is enjoying the radiance of the Shechina. He derives this concept from the Pasuk, and Aaron and the Zikni Yisrael came to eat bread before Hashem. Actually, they ate together with Moshe, but the Pasuk calls it eating before Hashem. Thus, we see that eating a meal with Moshe is considered as eating a meal before Hashem. The Bavan also taught that one who takes leave from his friend should not say, Lech Bishalom, go with peace. For that is what David told Avshalom, and in the end Avshalom was hanged. Rather, one should say, Lech Lishalom, go to peace. For that is what Yisri said to Moshe, and Moshe was successful. However, in departing from a dead person, then one should say, Lech Bishalom, go with peace. As is stated regarding Avraham Avinu's death, V'atatavei l'avasecha Bishalom, and you will come to your forefathers with peace. The Gemara next interprets the following pasuk and tell him. Yelchu Michael el Choyel Yireh Lekim Bitzin. Although generally understood as going from strength to strength, the Gemara here interprets this pasuk as going from multitude to multitude, which refers to going directly from the Beis HaKnesses, where we daven with multitudes, to the Beis HaMedrash, where we learn with multitudes. One who does so is Zeche U'mekabel Pnei Shechina, will merit appearing before the Divine Presence, as alluded to in this pasuk, Yelchu Michael Choyel Yireh Lekim Bitzin. The Masechta concludes with a well-known statement of Rabbi Laza in the name of Rabbi Chanina. Amar Laza, Amar Chanina, Tamid HaChacham, Marbim Shalom Ba'ilam. Tamid HaChacham increased peace in this world. Shenemar, V'chol B'naich L'mudi Hashem, V'rav Shalem B'naich. As it states, and all your sons will be disciples of Hashem, and abundant will be the peace of your sons. Atikir B'naich, Ela B'naich. Interpret the word B'naich, your sons, to mean B'naich, builders, which refers to Tamid HaChacham, who increase peace and thus are considered builders. The Gemara then ends with several psukim about shalom. Shalom rov la'avisa esecha bein lomim ichshol. Yihi shalom b'chelich shalv b'am nesayach. L'man achayv ria da b'na shalom b'ch. L'man beis Hashem l'kein v'akshu tev loch. Hashem oiz l'am yitin. Hashem yivarech asama b'shalom. Hadner l'charoya. Uslik alon mesech des brachas.